I thought it was Super Heineken and a Mishnah.
Super Heineken?
Super Heineken.
I'm doing the Heineken Perek.
Osin passing the Beraot Arba'at Yomdim near Inkishmonadi ve Rebbe Yehuda. As we saw throughout the opening pages of Eruvin, we have a concept of a highly compromised mechitza in which we basically stylistically bring out Arba mechitzot, which violate a lot of the rules of mechitza. Certainly we have, at least according to Rebbe Yehuda, we have a pirtza more than 10, first of all. Secondly, we've got porutz meruba ala omed. I mean, none of the things here are according to the rules. And nonetheless, because, as we'll see, we're talking about special needs of being able to take out ma'im for the rabbim on Shabbos, so we're matir a diraisa rishus hayochid, because it's marked off. Rishus rabbim cannot be marked off. The chachamim were very makel in order to allow the rabbim, particularly the frali alaregel, to have the ability to carry water out of rishus hayochid diraisa, which is a bore, because as long as it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 by 4 tvachim wide, it's rishut hayochid. And therefore, in order to be able to give their animals to drink, they're going to need to draw the water out of this bore, put it in front of the animals. How can they put it in front of the animals in Rishut HaYachid? Mm-hmm. So we have a very simple construct here of Rishut HaYachid, which is the biggest kula that we've seen so far in Dinei Mechitzas and usages.
But it's closed off so that...
It's closed off only stylistically by an ama, with a well in the middle.
And the deba creating the Rishut HaYachid.
The entire area now becomes Rishut HaYachid, whereas before only the well was the Rishut HaYachid. Rabbi Meir Omer, well, no, you can't get away just with 4 diyumdin. You need a total of 8 pieces. 8 pieces, 4 of which are diyumdin, and therefore together they look like 12 pieces. Near in Kishnei Masar, because according to Rabbi Meir, you need a piece in between each diyumad in the middle. So it's not enough just to have the 4 corners. I'm sure you've all seen the interesting optical illusions that you create with the 4 corners, how the brain fills in the rest, and a lot of very cute optical illusions based on that effect. And here, basically, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chazal, we're relying on that clarity that it's a separate area. According to Rabbi Meir, you have to stick in also pasim. 4 pasim plus 4 diumdin equals nirin kishtei mesre, because each diumad, as its name implies, is 2, because it's a corner piece. So you have arba'a diumdin va'arba'a pshutim. And the shiur is govan asarat tvachim, they need to be 10 tvachim high, which is always our minimum shiur. And rochvan shisha v'ovian koshuhu. The width, not yet. The rochav is 6. That's not clear whether the rochav of 6 tvachim applies also to the pasim, or whether it only applies to the yumdim. There's actually big machlokas about whether it's the middle piece that would also have a shear, according to Rabbi Meir, and we'll see there are cases where, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll need middle pieces as well in order to have a smaller than the 13 and a third between each part. But there are some who learn that this refers to all, the diyumdin, each side of the diyumdin, and even the pasim.
We have animals between
them. Ubeinehem, between them. Ubeinehem, kemalei shtei revakot, shalosh shalosh bakar, give Rabbi Meir. Between them, you have room for passageway of 2 teams, each one with 3 bakar, according to Rabbi Meir, which, as we saw earlier, equals 10 amot. According to Rabbi Meir, we're not going to be more mekel on the petach of the pasim than we are on any petach, such as a petach of a chotzer or a petach of a mavui. Rabbi Yunomer?
Are they hooked together, those things?
Yes.
What's the necessity on Shabbos to have them hooked together?
There isn't. The reason that we have... we'll see. Let's wait till we see the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shel Arba, Arba. No, not 3x3, but these are real 18-wheelers over here. We got 4 bakars, and they have to be, one of them, they have to be 2 teams, Kshurot, Velomutarot, which seems to be redundant. Obviously, if they're Kshurot, they're tied together, then they're not untied. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the point of that? Achat Nichneset, Vachat Yotzeit, and you have to have them 2 lanes, basically. One going in, one going out, which is Marchiv, the area a bit, beyond what you would... Oh, yeah, there you go. But that's Rabbi Meir's.
If you have them coming in one side and going out the other,
how do they turn
but that's not the shear. I mean, the shear is that we should be able to go in and out. In other words, the full road. The road can come in at any side, 2-lane highway, basically. And that way we're being more makel. Now, of course, obviously, mutter la'akriv le'be'er, as b'vach te'par of a roshav ruba b'fnim, v'shota. We certainly don't mind if you make it even closer to the bear, because the closer you make it, the smaller the distance between the diyumdin. But we do have one limitation, which is that you have to have The para, Rosh of Aruba Bifnim, reminds you of another halacha of Sukkah, but the reason over here you would need that is because if the para is outside, then we're afraid that even if it's Rosh as Bifnim, but Ruba as Bechutz, and you carrying a bucket of water for your para, and the para backs up a little, you'll follow it out, and you'll walk out inadvertently into Rishut Rabbim, and therefore you need the para, should be Rosh of Aruba Bifnim, in order to be able to drink from the bucket that you just took out of the air. Mutar l'archik kosher. What's more, you could also expand the distance between the diyumdin ubevachiyar bebepasim, as long as you continue to add pieces after you hit the maximum size of the petach. If the maximum size of the petach is 13 and a third, so add another pas and then you'll be okay. Goodbye.
A few pasim.
Keep going forever as long as is reviewed ad beit satay. Because of the fact that we're dealing over here with another example of our compromise, to say the least, mechitzot. So compromise mechitzot are always until Beit Satayim and no more. Omru lo, lo omru Beit Satayim. The din of Beit Satayim was said only for particular cases where you have, let's say, a gina or a karfaf. Those cases are things that are not meant to be used for living purposes. So a gina is for a park, for tiulim. A karfaf is used for storage, away from your home, out of the town. That's not called diurim. But the shiur of Beit Satayim, if it's, let's say, im hayadir, o sahar, o mukta would be specifically your backyard, o chatzer, obviously your front yard, there's no shiur in those cases. And that's what this is, because since over here we're talking about something which is used as part of your living, and we'll see later on that the water here is actually potable water for humans, therefore it's considered to be a makom of dira mamash, and even if you would have a dir, which is something that you make in a temporary enclosure, in a field outdoors, and you have your animals in a different place every day, and that way you're able to be mizabel the various areas where the animals are staying. So you like to move it around because that way you get to fertilize each place differently. Or you could have, obviously, you could have something that says sahar, which is where you keep animals in town. Or the muks or the chatzar, those are all living areas, and there's no limits. Afil beit chameshet kurin, afil beit asara kurin, mutter. And obviously, it's not saying it's mutter l'pasi beiraot. It's saying that just as we know that a mokum that is hukaf l'dira, we didn't put in our limitations of beit sa'atayim, once we are matir pasi beiraot, there's no limit to the size, as long as you don't have larger than this, because just as we were matir in the case of shayara, over there, we also had a very compromised mechitza, to say the least. And nonetheless, we were matir it. Once we're matir it for any size.
Any size of area?
Any size of area. As long as you don't have Beit Satayim Pondui, is the way we're asking, according to the Rabbana. So then if that's the case here too, the usage of this is however much space you're going to be able to use. And there's no problem as long as you don't have a petach that's more than 10 aliba Rabbi Meir, or Yud Gimel V'Shlish, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So afilu beit asara kurin mutar, umutar l'archik as much as you want, kol shehu, ubelvad sheyarbe bepasim. As long as you have enough space that's no more than a petach, and every time you hit the 10 amot, or the 13 and a third, you put in another pas, another board.
This is l'archik, is from the be'er, or from the different...
From the be'er.
Well, automatically from each other.
Yeah.
Kol shehu is the opposite way we always use it. It's
no, cool. It's both. We use it both ways.
Yeah.
Shall we say, therefore, that our Mishnah is against the Braita of Hananya? The Tanya osin pasim lebor. Note that over here it says in the Braita that you can make pasim even for a bor. Now, a bor is a sister, not a be'er, which is bayim chayim that continues. And there's a big kula to say osin pasim lebor, because a bor can often not have water in it. Once it doesn't have water in it, it shouldn't be included in the heter of osin pasim. So, nonetheless, the Tanakhami here is saying you can use pasim even if it's a cistern, and you can use chavalim, which are the one direction, just erev mechitzot for a shayara. But Hananya Omer, you can only use chavalim labor avalo pasim. You cannot use pasim for a bor at all. So, does that mean that Hananya disagrees here with our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is saying you can make pasim? No. Wait a minute. I feel like Hananya. Wait. There's no comparison. Here it says bor. Our Mishnah says be'er. So when the Mishnah is saying osim pasim le'beira'ot, that's true according to Hananya as well. what Hanani and the Tanakhama are arguing about in the Braita is whether you can make pasim for borot. Our Mishnah never said you can make pasim for borot. This is one version of the relating Hanani to our Mishnah issue. Now there's another version. It takes a completely different tact. Ikari Amri. Others say, let's look at Hanani more carefully. Since Hanani never said, Midalokatani Hanani, that Hanani Omer, Otsin Chavalim Lebor Upasim Lebe'er. I mean, if Hanani wanted to clarify to us the difference between the Bor and the Be'er, why didn't he say so? He should have said, you could only make Pasim as per our Mishnah for a Be'er, not for a Bor. Instead, he says, no. You can't make Chavalim, you can't make Pasim for a Bor. You can only make Chavalim. So in other words, apparently lo shno bor, velo shno be'er. He doesn't seem to be stressing the fact that there's a difference between a bor and a be'er. And he is saying that you can only use chavalim. You can use the mechitza, the previously described compromise mechitza, which has only erev and not yasi. But ad kidekach, pasim, not pasim. Pasim lo. Now, given that that would be what Hananya holds, then lema matnitin delo ke Hananya, this version has, and therefore, we don't have the obvious way out that we just took, that the Mishnah is talking about bear and he's talking about boar. He would say the same thing whether it's talking about a boar or a bear. So according to this, the Mishnah is not going to according to Hananya. Says the Gemara, your diak in Hananya was wrong. A few tema Hananya. Hananya, remember, is not saying this on his own. He is responding to a braita that begins with a Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama mentioned borot and then said, for borot, you can make pasim, and for a shayara, you can make chavalim. To which Hananya responded, not so. For borot, you also need to make chavalim. Does that mean that for beirot, you can't make pasim? The reason he didn't bother mentioning pasim is because the Tanakhama was not talking about beirot. The Tanakhama mentioned borot. So you can't be medayik from here as to what Hananya would have held the gabi beirot. Why not say he agrees with the Mishnah 100%? Therefore, afilu tema Hananya. Lemai dekama Tanakhama, koma hadele. He was only responding to the cases of Bor, not Be'er, and Shayara, that the Tanakhama raised. Okay, but Lema Masisa de Lok Rabbi Akiva. Apparently, however, the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan, because as we'll see later on, the Mishnah says, Echad Be'er Harabim Ubor Harabim, whether you're talking about a public well or a public cistern, or even if you're talking about a Be'er Hayakid, if you're talking about a private well, as opposed to a private cistern. Now, there's milas in wells, namely that they don't go dry usually over cisterns, and there's milas in public, because when you have a public, there's always somebody that's got to be the one to say, hey, it's also to use this, the water's, you know, I mean, nobody would give up on that. So, mamela, somebody, I mean, over there's no chashash that you're going to come to keep using the waterless bore, because the first guy who's got a chance to be the one to say it's also is going to pipe up as soon as he can. Mashiach would say, Yochid, he may not think of those things. He'll remember it was good last year. Why isn't it good this year? And he won't realize it's not going to know whether there's water in the cistern or not water in the cistern. So therefore, we have these two kulas. So over here, the Braita says, look, if it's a Rabim, then even if it's a Bor. If it's a Yochid, then only if it's a Be'er. So you have at least the advantage of it's not going dry. What you going to do when the well runs dry? So that would be a kasha on this. So then, according to this, you can use a mechitza. In this case, you can otsin lo pasim. But the case of a bor hayochid, where you have both chesronot, first of all, it's only an individual. Secondly, it's a cistern, and it could go dry. Over there, you have to have a real mechitza. And otsin lo mechitza gvoa asrat vachim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, you'll notice that our Mishnah doesn't even mention the difference between over here a din about borot. It stresses beiraot. So iloacha katani lebeiraot, which is mashma that our Tana holds, no heter of pasim for borot whatsoever, even if you're talking about a rabbi. So iloacha katani lebeiraot, which means lebeiraotin, but leborot lo. Well, not necessarily, because look, let's assume for a minute that the Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so then why would the Tana of our Mishnah discuss a be'er? Because a be'er, you don't have to start saying, well, it depends whether it's Yochid, Rab, and so on. So when it comes to the be'er, I feel Rabbi Akiva. Be'er, mayim chayim de psikale, which he can just simply say, this is okay, because it's loshna de Rab and loshna de Yochid. Doesn't matter. I don't have to start explaining myself. The moment that I raise the issue of the bor, I have to start explaining myself. Do I mean Yochid? Do I mean Rab? So therefore, I want to keep it, I want to keep it as simple as possible. So I mentioned katani, whereas bor, which is mechunasim, where we have a cistern where the water is only rainwater, basically. There, the little psika, like, I can't simply say osim pas in the borot, because then I would have to get into all this distinction between yochid and rabbi. So then, lo katani, I just didn't mention it, but it's not that the Mishnah holds that you're not ever allowed to have pasim for borot. Okay, but at least the Mishnah is certainly not like Rav Yehuda ben Bava, right? I mean, the son Rav Yehuda ben Bava, Omer, ein osin pasin ela lebe'er harabim bilvad. According to Rav Yehuda ben Bava, you're only allowed to have this special configuration of pasei be'ra'ot for a be'er harabim, because this was a special halacha that was said because of Eilu Regalim, and so on. Therefore, we're matir pasin be'ra'ot. Mashenkin, our Mishnah doesn't say that. I mean, it just says be'ra'ot. If it said, it wanted to mean be'ra'ot of the rabim, that would mean dafka and Eretz Yisrael, or on the way to Eretz Yisrael, whatever this implies. So then, I mean, it should have said be'ra'ot of the rabim, but by saying just the word be'ra'ot, mashma loshno de rabim, loshno de yachid, as long as it's not mayim that will be pasik, you don't have to worry about the well running dry. So in such a case, it's obviously not like Rav Yehuda ben Bava, because we're allowing passing even for the rabim and the yachid. No, says them, not necessarily. Maybe the Mishnah would go like Rav Yehuda ben Bava. And when it says, a few times Rav Yehuda ben Bava, when it says beira'ot, it doesn't mean beira'ot in the plural of any kind. Because that's what's our idea. You say beira'ot, you mean, you know, beira'ot. But no, maybe if you had beira'ot is be'er de rabim, all of them. All of those be'erot, but all of them being be'er de rabim. Not referring to be'erot in terms of types, plural types, but rather be'erot in terms of plural be'erot. So therefore could be referring to be'erot to rabim. The havamina was
the amount of two types of
two types, be'erot of any types. Therefore it says lashon rabim. And we're saying not necessarily. And we found this very often, the word da'alma. Da'alma means when we talk about a class, even though it's a single class, we may refer to it b'loshon rabim because the class includes a lot of individuals, so we speak about it as a class. Look, this is a question in all languages, and, you know, you're using plural for words, single words, which are class words.
Since they did it for Aliyah L'Regel, wouldn't you generally assume it's the rabim?
Well, we haven't learned that anywhere. It doesn't say that yet. We're looking ahead, basically. And that's what the rabim, that's included in rabim. When you use the word diyumdim, what exactly is that word? My diyumdim. Omrev Yirmiyah ben Elazar, diyu amudim. It means the Greek diyo, dual, amudim, which are corner pieces. And fascinatingly, the next sugya in the Gemara is to show us the concept of dualism that is based on diyu. Hello. So we're going to be going through some other examples of dualistic things, which are diyu-oriented, to show that that's something that occurs in many, many different areas. The non-hatam.
Is corner pieces specifically?
Corner pieces. Corner pieces. Corner pieces.
So why does it say two then? It says corner pieces. That in itself implies...
It never says corner pieces. It says amudim. A diyu amudim is a... Diyu amudim is corner pieces. Diyu amud.
I understood, but... Amud is a single post or double post.
Amud is a... The word amud is a single post. Tanan hatam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kol hashitin pturin chutz min hadiyu fara. Now this is fascinating. All of the shitin are a type of fig, which are a poor quality fig. And because of that, what are they translated?
No, in Rashi says in Tanimaot, bad figs.
Okay. All of these things are potter from demai. Because, any Amoritz, normally we say he doesn't want to take off Meisers, it's too much money. I mean, but this is such garbage. I mean, I might as well do my business.
Wild figs?
And throw it out. Wild figs is not a good translation, because then there wouldn't be a question on
that. The best of the trash?
Good garbage. So what's a diyu fara? Amarula Ilano said, diyu perot bashana. Diyu fara means a dual yield tree. So a dual yield tree is the most chashuv of the shitin. So once you have already shitin on the dual yield trees, then already you do have to be chayish.
That would be the second crop, so to speak.
No,
the second time around.
No,
not necessarily.
No, that type of tree gives a better quality to you. Uh-huh. Surprisingly, some bring a raya from here against the tzavat Rav Yehuda Hasid. who insists that you have to destroy a dual yield tree immediately.
Really?
Yeah, that's only if it seems to be. It's normally a single yield tree, but somebody bewitched it or something. So then you have to worry about it. But I mean, if it wasn't in the Forbidden Forest, there would be no problem.
So when I was on kibbutz 100 years or so ago, there was they were talking about the previous year, which was the year before Shemitah year, as it worked out, that the apple crops had given the trees had given fruit three times.
Really?
And they were so impressed with themselves how they had done this, and then it was a bit not having realized that it was a Shemitah year.
Of course.
And so there was an extra crop that year from there. So what would they say about what would be said about a tree that gave three times out?
Maybe he'd let it off under this.
Yeah. That's impressive enough.
Yeah. So that's our second use of diu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar, diu partzuf panim ayu la Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon had a dual shape. There's another diu. Shenamar ochor v'kedem tzartani. Ochor v'kedem means front and back. You were mitzayer me into a shape. And that means that there's two. There's a male and a female Adam in one. Now one person says, v'yiven Hashem Elokim et atzila. And what exactly is this tzilah? Rav Shmuel Chadamar, partzuf. Chadamar zanav. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bona into the Isha? So one man, the Omer, says it was the half of the Adam that was the partzuf, the feminine partzuf, was now separated from the masculine partzuf, and so you had a zocher v'nekeva. V'chadamar zanav. Whereas the other man, the Omer, says that Adam HaRishon originally, now apparently doesn't go according to the man, the Omer, Shnei Pardup, Yu Partzufim, and that this extension of the spine of Adam was turned into Isha. So now, Bishlam Ilmani Partzuf, Haynu Tichtiv Achor Vekedem Tzartani. If indeed it's a Partzuf, then it makes sense to say the Posek that refers to a front and back. Can you just tell this guy that? So, according to him, the Achor Vekedem Tzartani makes a lot of sense. But according to the man, the armor, who says, Zanav, what's the Ocher V'Kedem? Where's the front and back? There's no front and back. That's going according to Rabami. The armor Rabami, Ocher L'maaseh Breshit V'Kedem L'Puranut. Well, according to Rabami, it's a reference to time, not a reference to the actual building of the body. So the last thing in Maaseh Bereishis to have been created is Adam. And the first thing to get messed up in Maaseh Bereishis is Adam. So that's Ocher V'Kedem.
Uh-huh. Well,
but
I'll be more going to talk about how
Yishak
came after.
Bishlema achor, Adam includes Zohar. Bishlema achor, l'ma sebreshit, z'lo ibri Shabbat. The last step, l'ma sebreshit, on Erev Shabbat, is Adam. However, kedem l'puranut is referring to what? Mahi. Bilema mishum klala. We're talking about because in the klala in Gan Eden, Adam was nitkalel first. It's not true. Now, b'tchila nitkalel nachash. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekal the Nachash, and only in the end, he went after the Nachash to Chava, and only after that went to be Mitzkalel Adam. Well, what it's referring to, Puranut, is not to Klala, but rather to actual Puranut, which is the Mabul. In the Mabul, it says, Vayimach et kol hayikum asher al pnei Adama, mei Adam ve'ad Beima. So you see that the destruction of the Mabul begins with Adam, and ends with Beima. Bishlam l'man yomer partzuv. The lashon of Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim et Adam afar min Adama, is written with two yuds, which doesn't seem to be necessary, unless it's a reference to a dual yitzira. So that would explain if there were two parts of him, then we have train yudin, because there's a double yitzira. But according to the Mandi Omar, who says that the Vayiven later is a reference to a zanav, what is the double yud in the Vayitzer? That's Kedrup Shemim Ben Pazi. Kedrup Shemim Ben Pazi, Adam always has lots of vei, which are the yuds. Oili mi yotzri, oili mi yitzri. So the yuds are references to the yitzira of Adam in terms of yotzer and yitzer. Again, the simple meaning of this is that no matter what you do, you're in trouble. When you try to be a good boy, you're made miserable by your yitzer. Try to be a bad boy, and you may be miserable by your yitzer. But as we've pointed out, it actually refers to two different elements in an Adam, which we actually feel ourselves torn between two experiences of our own existential selves. One is oriented towards creativity and Yetzira, begetted its element of the Yotzer, and the other one is oriented towards a simple stage of evolution in which we're driven by the same evolutionary forces that everything else is driven by, which is Yetzer. So there's actually two levels of Yetziras. So Bishlam L'man D'Amar Partzuf, Haynu D'Chiv N'Zachar V'Nekeva Bar'am. Makes sense to say that God created them, Zachar v'Nekeva. Because indeed, even originally, before the complicated story of how the relationship between Adam and Chava developed, it was already Barama, the original Briah. There was a Zachar v'Nekeva. They just were connected as a single Yitzur. But it's at least it makes sense to say Zachar v'Nekeva Barah. But according to Mandi Omer Zanav, in the initial Yitzira, where is there Zachar v'Nekeva? That's going like Rav Avu explained it. Rav Avu, Rami. Ktiv Zachar v'Nekeva Bar'am, uktiv B'Tzelem Elohim Bara Oto. Now, which way is it? Is it Bara Oto, or is it Bara Otan? I mean, it's the same pasuk. It's B'Tzelem Elohim Bara Oto, Zachar v'Nekeva Bar'am. So, Bara Otan. So, which way does it come? And again, the answer to this is the same, as we find many examples in the contrast between the first story of the Yetzirah and the second story of the Yetzirah. The most famous, of course, being Bereshit Bara Elohim, and the contradiction between B'yom Bara Hashem Elohim, and also the reversal of the Shamayim V'aretz to the Eretz V'Shamayim. We're over there. We also saw Bereshit Bara Elohim is B'tchila Allah B'machshava Livrotam B'midat Hadin. And here too, we say B'tchila Alta B'machshava Livrot Shnayim. Indeed, the original Machshava and Maisa Bereshit was to have Zachar v'Nekeva as separate. And then we have this story in which that echad become the shnayim of the original machshava. If you're talking about separating over here Siamese twins, I mean, you need to do an awful lot of surgery over there. You're going to need to close up the entire area. But if you hold that it's just a zanav, so maivi yizgor basar tachtena, what's the skirat basar? I mean, there's no skirat basar. Well, says Rav Zvi, Yitem Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Yitem Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Well, I mean, a good surgeon who's doing cosmetic surgery will not just sew. I mean, he'll make sure that he closes up the wound even where he took off the tail. So, in the main way, there needs to be Mokam Chatach. The place where the operation was done to remove the Zanav needed to be closed up properly. So, over here, we have Kodesh Baruch Hu doing plastic surgery, not some cheapo job of sewing him up.
And hairstylist.
And that's the Vayyuz Gorbasar Takhtena.
And we learned elsewhere hairstylist as well.
We get there. We're getting there.
Omer
Rav Zvid, Vitamer Rav Yirmiya, Vitamer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, okay, we said. If we're talking about just a zanav, just an extension, it's going to take an awful lot of building to turn that into a whole beautiful woman.
A whole beautiful woman.
Fantastic.
Vayivan.
I mean, starting with a tail doesn't give you much to work with. You know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beina. But if you hold, according to Mani Omer Patsuf, so what's the Vayivan? I mean, then it's already there. So once you have the Vayizgor Basar Tachtena, the job is over. That goes according to Shimon ben Asya. The Dorash of Shimon ben Asya, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Tatzela, is a reference to hairdressing. I mean, it's all very nice to create this thing, but I mean, her hair was absolutely horrific. I mean, what are you going to do with a head of raw hair, fresh out of the ground? I mean, you got to turn it into something. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to also do some hairdressing. So Malana Chikila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair all beautifully and so on, was the first permanent. And we know that until today, Bikarche Hayan, Korean the Kliata, Bniata, that until today, out in the
New York and braiding is Asar on Shabbat, because it's
the old
done.
There we go. So, out in those Karche Hayan, kind of places where Richie goes. Those are places in Richie's neighborhood.
Yeah, right.
So all those natives, I mean, when they get their hair done, it's a major issue. And they call that binyan. It's real binyan. It's about all they got. No
baraka. Well, that was before the
influx
of
riches.
The Christians came in. The missionaries came in and ruined them.
That's true. Yeah.
Because you go on these cruises to all these islands, and that's what they do. They sit there and braid people's hair, take off the cruises.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We got a lot of time.
No, it's true. I mean, you go all these places. I saw that it's not very popular. But it's like really wild.
We saw on Shabbat.
Yeah. Oh, the dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Green sea?
I saw him at the Kotel. The dreadlocks have not worked on them.
He had those two little wooden things stuck in his hair. Can you carry those outside on Shabbos?
You can't get around.
No, they could probably pull out.
I took that permanent.
Why don't you know about that guy?
He could have a.
Watch.
No.
Go ahead.
So, Dobraka. Vayimen Hashem Elokim Omer of Chistu Vamil Masi Satana Melame Chubana'a Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chavaka Binyan. Like an Otsar. The Lashon of Vayimen refers to the construction of Chava as a construction unit, as a storage unit, and it's a reference to her reproductive capacities to tell me that Ma, we had this whole Gemara Brachos. Ma Otsar Zeh Rocha Bilamata V'Kotze Bilamata. It's word for word. Just like when you build an Otsar for Peirot, the way that you build it is that it's what they used to build anyway. We don't see this very often, but where you have something that's going to be carrying a large weight of material inside is built something like a triangle, so that the weight on top doesn't force out the sides and therefore destroy the whole thing. So too, a woman is created with that same shape. So too, a woman has space to carry a fetus. And then by Yevi'er El Ha'adam, Melamed Sha'asa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shushbinut, La'adam Rishon. Shav by Yevi'er El Ha'adam is a presentation. So that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the first, what do you call it? First.
Shatran?
No, in English. What do you call it? The first.
Best man.
Best man. Best man at the wedding. So obviously it was a presentation. So that means Melamed Sha'asa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shushbinut, La'adam Rishon. Which shows you, Mikan, from here you see that a person, an Adam Gadol, should not feel in any way belittled by taking on this job of best man at a wedding and to be the one to take care of the chassan. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu did that too, so it's quite all right.
There weren't any kids around at the
time. No one saw it, Hard Rock.
It's the first wedding.
So what's wrong?
Nobody else.
There weren't children.
Oh, you said there's no embarrassment.
There's no one there.
I can say, in your wedding, you're,
so
be other
you're embarrassed from other people? That's what causes embarrassment?
So no one wants to do it.
Okay, but you know, it means it's not. It was a hanhoga that was inappropriate, so it wouldn't have been it, something, yeah. Uleman yomer partzuf. I mean, I was sagi bereisha. Assuming that there was a male and female front end, two front ends, very similar, that's probably the marker of the Israeli, you know, calling the rear axle the front
back
rear
axle. Back axle
kidmi. They're both, yeah, exactly. Back axle hakidmi. Yeah. So that's based on the two parts of thing, because the original Susita had two front ends.
Like a push-me-pull sort of thing?
Yeah, basically. So which one walked first, the male end or the female end? Somebody's going to be traveling backwards. So how does that work? Says the Gemara, well, I'm not by Yitzhak, Mistava de Zocher Sagi Bereshim. It's only reasonable that the male walked first. The Tanya, Lo Yalech Adam Achorei Yisha Baderach. The person's not supposed to walk behind a woman. So if Lamaisa, the male end, was walking backwards, I mean, it would be walking after a woman, and therefore would certainly.
A woman's going to bring certainly, up the years of the desert, they couldn't find directions.
Certainly, Adam Arishan was.
Ask for directions, yeah.
certainly, Adam Arishan would have kept that halacha. I mean, that's clearly the description, not of the particular circumstances, because Zafilu Yishto is even if it's his own wife. So in other words, it's talking about what's appropriate and what's existentially appropriate. If that's the case, then the male end went first. Nizdamna ala gesher, if you had the misfortune of just happening to be walking over a bridge when suddenly a woman apparates in front of you, then Yisarke, must be, Yisarke na litzadim. So then throw her off. Walk to the side. V'chola ha'over ha'chorei isha b'nahar. Somebody who really gets into it and starts walking with a woman in a river, of course she has a tendency to have her skirts lifted up in the nahar, en lo chelek lo lamabo, but that's really bad stuff. That's we're getting there. Tana Rabbanan, amratzeh ma'ot li'sham yado li'yada. Somebody who would hand money to a woman from hand to hand, in order, his hand to her hand, o mi'yada li'yado, b'shvil shistakel, but to get a good chance to at least, you know, look closely at those hands. Even if he is yad liyad like Moshe, he gets the Torah directly from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's no way he's going to be saved from Gehenim's din. That even one who was yad liyad like Moshe will not be cleansed from the dina shel Gehenim, from the ultimate ra. Omer of Nachman, it must be that Manoach was an Amoritz. Shnema vayokom vayelech Manoach acharei ishto. It says he followed his wife, and that's mean he walked behind her, and then he didn't know this halacha. Maratz kifla Rav Nachman, according to you, Elkanah is also an Amoritz, despite the fact that he's a Novi. I mean, he was one, as Rashi brings from the Seder Olam, he was one of the ten Nevi'im over here, where it talks about Ish Elokim. Koloshim Ish Elokim is only said on ten Nevi'im, and Elkanah is one of them. So he certainly couldn't have been the Amoritz. It says the same language by him. Vayelech Elkanah, Hareishto. So Elkanah, I'm going to say he's an Amoritz. And maybe Elisha, where it says Vayokom Vayelech Acharea, or Kanami, you're going to tell me that Elisha, I suppose, was also an Amoritz, because he also follows a woman. I mean, obviously, what it's referring to over there is not literally behind the woman. It means followed what she said. So, Ella, what does it mean over there? Oh. It must mean Elachare Devorea Va'atzata, following her words, following her Eitza. Acharei Ishto, Hakanami Acharei Devorea Va'atzata. So too by Manoach, it's a reference to the suggestion of his wife, not her body.
So that's also a problem with the man being in the front, because he listens to her directions.
Umar of Ashi, Lamai, Umar of Nakum, Manoach Amoritz, Yafil Be'erab Nami Lokar. I mean, if you think that he was really an Amoritz, I mean, this is a maximal Amoritzis, because it means that he never even went to kindergarten, because obviously any kindergarten child would know not to follow a woman. But doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Vatokom Rivka v'Narotea, Vatirkavna al Hagimalim, Vatilachna Acharei Ha'ish? Why is that Lachna Acharei Ha'ish? Specifying Acharei Ha'ish v'lo lifnei Ha'ish. So you're talking about a Havamina that Manoach was an Amoretz, and an absolute, total ignoramus who never attended Cheder even for his first Parshias. I mean, that's ridiculous. Omer Yochanan, if you want to get a sense of how terrible this is, imagine like this. You would rather be following a lion than to be following a woman. And so, of course, you wouldn't want the lion to be following you either, though. Okay, but you'd rather be following a lion up close. You could always turn around and get some ideas. Better that than to follow a woman. But I would rather follow a woman than to follow Avodas Kochavim and walk behind a cross or something. I mean, or if you're talking about following Apikursus, Minus, and so on. I mean, I'd rather walk behind a woman. And I'd rather walk behind Avodas Kochavim than to walk behind a shul when they're in the middle of davening. That would be, I mean, you're talking about an order of priorities over here that we've got some learning to do about. Huh?
But we're suggesting that the Tava...
That's absolutely the worst.
The Tava for the Yetzer Hara toward Avodah Zarah.
Well, it's more...
This
it may not be more
powerful.
I think worse.
Yeah.
Worse.
Than after behind a woman.
Yeah, but it may be the results are worse. Because you can get out of the sin with a woman easier than you get out of the sin with Avodah Zarah. It's a Kobo El Lo Yashuva when it comes to Minut.
So where does the synagogue come in?
Well, that's absolutely the worst. There you're publicly declaring that you have no interest in going into Davos, which was that whole sugya that we had in Brochus, that obviously this is talking about specific cases where, you know, it's a...
Pass it through.
No, it's that no you're not... Yeah, there's only one Beit HaKnesset, that it's at the time that the Tzibur Mistal, you're in front of the door, not where you should be going in, and thank you. And so on and so forth, and you're not wearing tefillin, but if you're wearing tefillin, we say it's okay, you don't have anything on your under your hands to show that you're busy carrying something. But it's a whole list of special conditions that make it clear that this was done as an act of bizoyan for the Beit HaKnesset, otherwise we don't care. Is this also AB's stuff, or this is, you don't even know? Abba, thank you, Abba, wow. We weren't Zoka to your circle.
Right. Appropriate.
You're right, 100%.
But you give it to me in a bag, so...
No, this is good stuff. Yeah. Richie, it's worth getting up for.
No. Yeah.
It's not Richie's, but,
I don't know that Richie's herring would have gone over the same way Richie's pizza went over.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's hard to, I mean, open herring stores now. Yeah.
Not all over.
Only on the Lower East Side.
Not all over. They have them. They're very popular in Amsterdam.
Holland.
Yeah, in Holland. Oh, yeah.
Little kiosk where they sell you raw.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. That is considered to be the equivalent of stopping in a McDonald's or pizza.
Really?
Fresh. Only fish. Any type of fish. Unbelievable.
Not just herring.
Not just herring, but you'd be absolutely shocked at what people buy. And they serve these little tables. They eat this fish that you wouldn't think of in a million years. Snacking on.
In America?
No, in Holland. Oh. Very popular. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing about women being connected to men, is this the source of the observation behind every great man is a woman?
That's great! Behind every great man is a woman.
This is only like one meaning.
Starts with Adam Arisa.
That's the source of the thing, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm just...
Baba Josh,
everything's from the
you're looking it. Sad. I think you need a piece of herring.
Thank you. The sun is moving away.
I can understand that. Well, you know what Richie does when that happens. No, he takes a jet. He follows the sun.
So because he has so many rooms.
Oh, we'll continue. Om Rabbi Yochanan, we said, the Om Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, kolot anashanim, shaya Adam HaRishon ben Nidui, for those many years where Adam HaRishon was ben Nidui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been mekalal him and was obviously angry with him and upset with him, he acted the way you're mechuyev to act when you're in Nidui. And during that time, he was Hailid Ruchin Veshidin Velilin, and the only children that he had were these Mazikin. Shemar Vaichi Adam Shloshim Machana, Vayolet Bidmutokit Salmo? We'll see in a minute. 130 years he lived before he had a child that was Bidmutokit Salmo, Michlal, the Ada Idna, Lavbid Kitsalmo. But until that time he had the children, but they weren't like him. So they were Mazikin, basically. Now that implies that he was not a very good boy, because I assume he needed a lilit to connect to get all of these lilim v'shedim. That's not nice. And yet Rabbi Meir says that Adam HaRishon was a very good boy. He was a chassid gadol haya, and the kivan shrash niknas amita yado, when he saw that he had brought death to the world, he was yosha betani smeiav shloshim shona, and you think Ramadan is something? 130 year tainis upireishim in aisha smeiav shloshim shana. And 130 years, he didn't sleep with a woman. And he would walk around with these the actual leaves of the taina to show, remind him of his chait. And this was 130 years. May have a shloshim shana. So how the heck?
The same.
If he didn't have.
Before he came on the scene, right?
No, this is after. This is after the chait. After the chait. So he didn't sleep with her for 130 years. He didn't sleep with her for 130 years. Where did he get all of these lilim v'shedim and everything from?
Is this
really
special shady characters?
We're talking about over here is from his carry. So whatever he was really a carry for 130 years, all of that sperm turned into lilim v'shedim. And that's what... Yeah, the Breslov books, that's right.
Is this all the same?
So the leftovers of those Lilim Veshedim are now found in the Sifrei Breslov.
Is this the same 130 years?
Yeah, during that 130 years, since he wasn't sleeping with a woman, so he was really carried. So whatever.
No, but there were all these different things going on in 130 years.
Yeah, it's the same 130 years. These are the way he was made. The Om Reb Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miktzat Shvachot Shel Adam Omrim Befanav, Vekulo Shelo Befanav. We say some of the good things about a person in front of him, but not all of it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Noach, he says to him, I consider you to be a tzaddik, but shalo b'fanav, the Pasuk describes Noach as Noach ish tzaddik tamim, haya b'dorotam. Apparently, b'fanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to tell him that he was tamim. Rashi says, when you're talking to a person, what it's saying over here is, this is the way people talk. It's not that deriving. The reason is because when you're speaking to a person, you want to avoid having any sign of maybe saying something is flattery. So you don't overdo it. Even if it's really true, people become uncomfortable with that kind of thing. They consider it to be dishonest. And we see this in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior to Noach as well.
Is this broad because it's also a sort of form of duality, so to speak?
Well, maybe. I mean, it's Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar is the reason we're bringing it to Pashtus. Obviously, we're choosing. In other words, the Yonah was saying something, b'fiyah. I would prefer having a very bitter food, like a zayit, it's referring to the tree. The tree is very bitter, the actual wood of the zayit. But let them come from your hands. I don't like being fed by the human, even if it's as sweet as honey, to be talui biyad basarvadam, that I don't want. And that was the remes to the leaving the teva. In other words, freedom beckons. Ktivach teref, Chtivatan hatrifeni lechem chuki. So the lashon of teref lefia is the food that a person has, and that's hatrifeni. Yom Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Ko bayit shdin shmeim ba divrei Torah balayla shuv eino necharav. If in a home you hear sounds of learning at night, that home is not destroyed. Shema v'lo amar aye Elohai osi noten zmirot balayla. Sorry?
What is again? You say, eino necharav again. So it means that nechrav.
Oh, it was nechrav once. Yeah, yeah, there's interesting the remuzim in there. We've spoken about this actually on other occasions. V'yom Reb Yirmiyah ben Elazar miyom shecharav Beit Hamikdash, which all of this is connected to. So from the time in which the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, dayo la'olam. Sheyishtamesh b'shtei otiyot. It's enough for a world to use two of the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And not all four. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim used to use the Shema Mifurash. So they used all of the Shemot Hashem. After that, it says, Kol HaNishamat Alil Yah. And that's what we use, just those two letters. But Kol HaNishama, as far as the usage out there for everybody, it's sufficient to say this Shem, Yudkei. Vom Reb Yirmiyah ben Elazar. You'll note that Nitkalala Bavel Nitkalalu Shechineah. That when Bava was Nitkalel, nothing good came of it. Even the people next to it suffered because it's Oyla Rasha and Oyla Shcheino. But Nitkalela Shomron Nitbarchu Shcheineah. Mashenken Klal Yisrael, even when it's Yasser HaShvatim, Shomron with Nitkalel, it's still remembered in many ways Lateva. Where do we see this? Nitkalela Bava, Nitkalelu Shcheineah, Dechtiva Samtiel Amorash Kipod, Viagame Mai. What was left of Bavel, says the Navi? I'm going to turn the Bavel into a churban in which it will be a place of wild animals and lemures and God only knows what's crawling around out there, and a place of swamps. Mashen came when Shomron was Nitkalil. Obviously it was good for the Shechinim, because there the Novi says, what is the klal of Asamti Shomron li'iyasadeh? Iyasadeh is a good thing. And it can be good for also lamata'e hakar. It's usable for planting vineyards. So that's a very nice thing. So as far as that, as Rashi says, there's a zikaron letova for, even after the passing of Shomron, that everybody benefits from their being there.